This is Plantarama, a weekly look at what's happening in the world of horticulture from Kansas State University. I'm Jeff Wickman. There are three components to successfully caring for houseplants during late fall and winter: provide adequate light, avoid overwatering, and fertilize sparingly. K-State Research and Extension Horticulture Agent for Johnson County, Dennis Patton, explains. Dennis, a lot of people have already started bringing their plants indoors, and as part of that, there are some things that we need to do that are different from tending to our plants outdoors.
That is correct. Yeah, most of the plants that people have in their houses are tropical houseplants. And to them, anything probably much below 60 degrees is really kind of chilly and cold because they're warm-loving. They're going to like it more in the 70s, 80s, which is more of our typical indoor house temperatures.
One of the things I guess we're most concerned about is just making sure that there's adequate light.
Yes. Most of the houseplants we grow in their native habitat tend to be what I would call understory plants, that in their natural habitat, they would receive very low light. Now, keep in mind, all homes compared to outdoors are going to have pretty low light. And sunlight is the driving factor. You know, we go back to our basic photosynthesis for growth, and that is the factor that drives plants. So when it comes to houseplants, I think there's a couple ways to look at how you maintain those, especially those that you bring in and out over the winter months and the summer months, as opposed to those you leave indoors all year round.
I guess one of the dangers is the fact that we often tend to overwater houseplants.
You know, there's a couple things to consider with our houseplants. You know, let's go back to sunlight, for instance. You know, for our houseplants, I think you almost can't give them too much light, because if a plant will do fine in lower light, it'll probably grow a little bit more robust in a little bit more light. I think what we want to be concerned with, if you've got like, you know, a direct west or south sliding glass door, very bright light, you know, a few houseplants could be burned by that intense light, but most of them are not going to be. You know, unfortunately, most of us for light in our homes, a lot of times we're using a window, the plant set back a couple feet from the window. Sometimes there's a curtain or shear, which all that's going to decrease the intensity of the light, which is then going to, in many cases, slow down the growth rate of the plant. So then, you know, you ask about the question about watering. Yes, that's probably the most difficult thing to tell people about houseplants. But I'm going to guess probably more houseplants are overwatered with good intentions than underwatered in the home itself.
Fertilization is also something that we need to kind of keep a close eye on, because we really don't need as much as we might think.
You know, that is a really good point. You know, as I kind of mentioned with the light, our light intensities in the winter months, just because the angle of the sun, tend to be lower. Also, you know, in the winter months, we have very short days. So plants, a lot of times, just exist, so to speak, during the winter months. They really don't put on a lot of growth. They're just kind of, I don't want to know if resting is the correct word, but like I said, sunlight drives growth. Lack of sunlight, the plant's not going to grow. So when it comes to fertilization, usually the recommendation and probably the best advice is stop fertilizing during the winter months. A lot of people say maybe the last fertilizer application should go on in September, and then maybe not put any more fertilizer on that plant until, you know, those daylights start increasing there in March and April. Because fertilizer doesn't make a sick plant healthy. Fertilization only should be pushing growth when the plant really wants to grow. So we need to match the plant growth to the fertilizer applications. And here again, I think kind of like watering, I think people tend to over-fertilize houseplants because the thought is, oh, if I fertilize more, the plant's going to grow more. But actually, if the plant's not in enough light, proper care, no matter how much fertilizer you put on, that plant's not going to grow. So you've got to take care of its basic needs first, then feed the plant.
And if people have questions, they can either contact their Extension agent or go online and find some publications.
Yes, you know, Extension has information out there to help people. You know, in Kansas, the counties that have the dedicated horticulture agents are probably going to be your best resource, but I'm sure other agents across the state of Kansas will try to find as much information as they can to help you out.
That's K-State Research and Extension Horticulture Agent for Johnson County, Dennis Patton, with information on caring for houseplants. Plantarama is produced by K-State Research and Extension. This is the K-State Radio Network.